96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Good morning and talk with Aaron Green. This is Guardian Radio 96.9. And this is C.A. Nuri, who's filling in for Aaron Green. Aaron Green had an appointment today. She says, Nuri, come in early and hold on till the fifth comes. Actually, the quote is, hold the fort until the fifth comes. So that's what I'm doing. I'm holding the fort until the fifth comes. Today, actually, we have Mr. Paul Fernandez, Special Project Coordinator for Guardian Media, in studio, and that means that he's going to be highlighting some projects Guardian Media is partnering with various organizations. So I'm like always excited when he comes on because he goes in detail of what's happening, what's the major media sports happening around the country. So let's do that then. Again, Paul, reintroduce yourself and explain what Guardian Media means and what do you do?
My name is Paul Fernando, and thank you very much for having me upstairs on what's the name of the show again?
It's On the Clock with Aaron Green.
Right. I was thinking it was your show for a second there.
No. I'm more salacious.
But go ahead. Want you to know that hold the fort and tell the fifth, that was really corny.
I laughed, though.
That was corny.
I chuckled a bit.
Just so you know, I don't want to slip. I just had to say that.
I understand.
But I am the Special Projects Coordinator for the Guardian Media Group. That's the Nassau Guardian, Star FM, and Guardian Radio. We do have a sister station, Hot 91, that's also in our facility here at the Nassau Guardian offices on Carter Street. And so basically I help assist in numerous ways with numerous projects for each entity.
Okay. And before we start talking about the projects that you have lined up now, right, how can people, listening audience, get in contact with you in terms of partnering with Guardian?
Well, the Nassau Guardian, Guardian Media, you can reach me at Guardian Media at 302-2300. But if you want to call me direct, it's 302-2345.
Okay, and what can they partner, what projects or what can you assist with?
Well, in the past, the Guardian Media Group has developed Trot for Tots, maybe it's raising funds to get hospital beds for the pediatric department at the Princess Margaret Hospital. We also worked along with Help Haiti. That was a telethon. I think we did a number of telethons as one of the major sponsors. There's a lot of things we've done over the last 12 years that I've been here at Guardian Media. But it's so much I can't remember all right now. I wish I had known you was going to ask me this. I would have written down most of those things.
I understand.
And let you know. But we've been involved in a lot of different charitable projects for the community.
Good. So let's talk about Shop Now. What's happening?
Well, right now, in terms of advertising, we just introduced our digital platform, the Facebook and online facilities here at the Nassau Guardian. I mean, we have radio and we have newspaper, but we've embarked on pushing the digital format. And right now, as a matter of fact, if you call the sales department, 302-2300, you can get a digital bundle package, which includes being placed on our Facebook page, our online page, an ad in the Nassau Guardian, ads on Star FM and ads on Guardian Radio, and it's very inexpensive.
So one bundle gets you all of that?
Yes.
And all those various platforms?
Yes.
Okay.
And it starts off as low as $250.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and you could be...
That's affordable.
Yes, you could get a number of ads on... I think it's 6 ads on Guardian Radio, 4 on Star, an ad in the newspaper.
For only $250?
Yeah, and only... And you also... Your ad is also placed on our Facebook page as well as our online platform.
Okay. Does that include print media also, or this
the
is all
newspaper, print? Sorry, the newspaper, Facebook, online, Star FM, and Guardian Radio. So it's five entities.
Oh, that's nice. For $250.
That's a starter package. That's
a starter package.
Yeah, you could go as...
And of course, you could go higher to how much days you want to get played, whatever it is.
You could go as high as getting a full-page ad in a Nassau Guardian, free of charge.
Free of charge?
Yes, because it's a bonus. The newspaper ad is a bonus.
Okay.
So based on the amount of dollars you spend, I think it's up to $2,500, but that would include a lot of ads on Guardian Radio, a lot of ads on Star, a longer time on Facebook and on online and the full page ad.
That's good. We need to know this, actually, to know that it's available and affordable.
We've been pushing it on our online sites, the Facebook page and the and our online platform, which is NassauGuardian.com.
Okay. So any particular business you highlighting today, or just promoting
I came up here I was supposed to come here with Bishop Lawrence Roll, who's having a concert on Sunday at the Hilton.
I saw you feeding.
I was there to serve.
You were there to serve?
Yes, to serve.
Oh, okay.
He feeds people on Wednesdays. People should really go there and see what's being done. I know a lot of people.
On Wednesdays, where?
At his church in Second Street Grove.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's, but we didn't go there to cook, because he starts cooking from early in the morning. But we promised him we would come and serve, because my wife gets to work along with him at another broadcasting entity, and I work along with him whenever he needs something here at the Guardian. But he never knew we were husband and wife. It was amazing when we got there, and then he finally realized that we were a team. So that was kind of funny. But he's doing an awesome job at his facility in Second Street Grove. I mean, I saw at least 100 persons being
100
served.
People still need food in this.
I mean, it's amazing.
Time of plenty.
And I ain't talking about, he don't get them a little bit of food. He's getting them a lot of food. Drinks, make sure they got about a gallon of water per family. Sometimes they take two. He does a lot. I have to commend him. You know, people like to hear him sing, and some people make some fun out of him now and again, but he's an awesome person, a great community leader, and he needs all the support he can get. If you're out there and you're listening to me right now, and you have an opportunity to pass and donate something, you know, and it's not to donate to be seen. Mm. Like, a lot of people do that, and that's kind of bad, that they give people things, but then they take a picture giving them the thing. That's not the way you give things. You know, you give from your heart. You know, don't give because you want the publicity. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes it's okay to get the publicity, but don't go there for the publicity. Go there to really support the efforts that's going on. There's another feeding network to it, Bishop Hanchill. Mm-hmm. You know, I think they do an awesome job. He feeds people every day. Lawrence Roll does it every Wednesday, but Bishop Hanchill does it, I think, Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday, which is, I mean, you can imagine the amount of effort it takes to do that.
Tree of volunteerism, right? You're going out and serving and helping the community. Do you see the numbers of people who need support, especially just food, just a basic thing of food, increasing, or is it steadily declining?
I'm not that involved to see the data on that. But I think there is a genuine need. Some people do need help. Now, some people, it's due for more. You know, they come and they take your food, but they have a good job or a regular job, or they have something they could do. They could feed themselves. But for those who can't, you know, I think it's a fantastic opportunity for persons to do good work. But I don't have the data to say if people are really that desperate. But I mean, I know they appreciate whatever they're given.
Good. So you were with Bishop Lawrence Roll, the singing prophet, right? You gave a few things that he needs, right, to help him with his ministry. What exactly is he needing that week to speak to the listening audience and say, hey, come and help us with this?
Okay. In my opinion, and this is my opinion.
That's you. This is Paul Fernando now.
Fernando.
Okay, go ahead.
for him to keep going, he needs consistent funding. Sometimes people donate food, but they get like food that's just about ready to expire. And, you know, they send stuff like that. And that's not good. But I mean, it's still edible, but don't just give him stuff that you don't want. You know what I mean? So give him an opportunity to go and purchase fresh stuff. You know what I mean? It's not always good to just give away things because you don't need it. They say you're giving away generously, but some people do for more. But if you give him funds, he could go out and purchase stuff, because not only does he feed people, he also helps people their rent. Some people need sometimes something as simple as getting some minutes on their phone. You know what I mean? Sometimes some people just need to buy some clothing. You know what I mean? Just feeding them is sometimes not enough. So he does a lot more than just feed people.
The Bible says money answereth all things. So you're saying that sometimes it's good just to give money.
$50 or a slack, $100. Some people just go in the bar and spend $100 a night just drinking rum and buying drinks for your boys. You know what I mean? So I know there are people out there who could donate that will make sure it goes to a worthy cause.
Does he have a number or just easier just pass through Second Street to Grove and say someone will be there and then you can
someone always at the church, but I left my phone. Of course, I didn't want it to ring on air, so I left it on my desk downstairs. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure they could go on Facebook and they could find him and send him a message, and I know he'll respond to their message.
Mm. I want to commend him. I mean, like you said, there are times that people do not appreciate him for his efforts. And the idea that he's been doing this for like 20 years now.
Yeah, or two decades. That's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And we, mind you, there's a number of churches, a number of religious entities.
A lot of churches
who
do it.
Feed the population in terms of the indigent people, right? And show support for that. And we tend to forget, or we tend to say, man, these people just don't want work. Right, we tend to dismiss the need, but we need to commend the churches for their continued support.
But some people do work. But when you consider, I think it's $2.50 is minimum wage.
Yeah, $2.50 is minimum wage.
Think about that now. You get $2.50 a week for 4 weeks. That's $1,000. Your rent is $600. Your light bill is $200 and something. Your water bill is $60-$70 a quarter. Mm. You have to eat. You have to bathe. You have to iron your clothes. You have to look fresh when you go to work. That money don't go far, man. Yeah.
I have a text who remind me that the love of money is the root of all evil. I'm just making sure that just loving and lusting after is one thing, but money answereth all things. We have a caller. Oh, the caller just hang up. Just going to say we have a caller who wants to engage you. So, caller, you can call back if you want, especially if you want to find out more information about how we can help the singing prophet.
The best way to find out the information is to go on Facebook and check out his Facebook page. I think what I'll do is go downstairs and after we have a break and get the phone and give you the number, and then you can pass out the number during your show, which starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay. Let me go to this caller right now. One minute for me. Caller, can you hear me? No, I don't hear anything. Go ahead, caller, can you hear me? Call Gern once. Call Gern twice. I'm not being able to connect to the call. I see it lighting up. That ends that call. Sorry for that, caller. We can't connect you.
That's okay. We understand. We hope that they're calling to keep us on topic. That's the most important thing.
Yes. Let me see if I can do this again. Caller, can you hear me?
So while he's trying to get the caller, we'll continue asking you to support the Singing Bishop. As a matter of fact, the Singing Bishop has a concert on Sunday at the Hilton starting around 5 o'clock. If you want to, you could pass there, enjoy the free concert, and also come there, put a little couple dollars in the envelope and make sure you help him continue on his ministry.
What is concert about? Is this for a special cause or just a concert in general?
He's a singing bishop. He has concerts throughout the country, throughout the year, and this is just one of the concerts he's having. And it's going to be a super concert. He wants to invite persons to come to enjoy themselves on a Sunday afternoon, evening.
Okay. Let me see if I get this caller now. Go ahead, producer. Pass the caller through. Nothing? It's not coming through?
Don't worry about that call of mine.
This is not coming through. Go ahead, Cody. Can you hear me now?
Hey, CA. Good morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Worry about your callers, because your callers are contributing to the conversation.
No, I'm not saying I'm not worried about the callers. Hold on. Now, we have the mic. The rabbit have the gun. Let me explain myself, then you could explain yourself. When I said don't worry about the caller, we could continue until we had an opportunity to get the caller in. And getting the caller in, but we could have given out more information. I'm not saying we don't appreciate the callers.
I said to you, I was only being facetious, man.
I don't want you to be facetious with me. Be facetious with C.A. Nuri.
Okay, let me get on to my point very quickly. I understand you, okay?
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, let me congratulate both organizations for the excellent work that they're doing in the community. That would be Great Commission Ministry that I spend a lot of time around. I see the work that they're doing. I see how they are engaging the persons who they are coming for help. I also commend our good brother Roel, who I've also spent a little bit of time around. I see the great work that they're doing. I believe that the work can go a bit further. In the word it says, teach a man how to fish and not just give him a fish. In so many cases, we have persons who are really abusing the generosity of these two organizations to the detriment of those that really need the help. I've seen this physically with my eyes, not saying to judge anyone. But, you know, I believe that a lot more needs to go into this in terms of even opportunities, a skills bank, perhaps. Those who would want to make a positive contribution to upgrade their lifestyles and everything, but not given the ability or being afforded the ability to find reasonable work that would be able to supplement even the little bit that they may make, but also get out there and even, you know, like learn a skill that they could go out there and make some more funds for themselves and just, you know, leaving room open for others that also need the generosity, because the space is not available for them to receive it. It becomes a difficulty.
So you make an excellent point. You make an excellent point. And I think people like you have the facilities and the intellect and the network to try to establish skill unit that can help some of those people. So why don't you and a few of your friends get together and put together a unit to visit both the feeding network at Great Commissions and the one at Bishop Hanchel and try and help some of those people develop skills so they could not have to rely specifically on the feeding network, but on themselves to get further in life.
As you so rightfully said, and I'll close on this point, there are a few of us that have that mentality. We would like to assist. We do in our own little way, but of course money answers a lot of stuff. And if we could get perhaps some persons corporate, I'm not even looking at government, okay? But persons in the corporate community that have funds that could become potentially available to assist the average Bahamian with this mindset to create something where we could get some of these persons off those lines and actually get them to learn a skill or something so they become more buoyant out here to defend and depend upon themselves. Perhaps we could get somewhere where we could help more persons out there who truly also need the help going forward.
But thanks. Excellent
for
point. Excellent
I just
point.
Wanted to put that in there, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But let me hang that up. As we continue, is there any other project that Guardian Media is doing or something that you want to promote?
Well, back to school, but the deadline is gone now. But we're getting ready to put a supplement out for Alzheimer's in September. So if you're interested, you could call in and find, you could get some information in there or your ad in there to help support Alzheimer's Association of the Bahamas.
Okay. So we'll take a break right now. Thank you very much, Paul.
I'm finished
here. You're finished. Can you then?
You want to take a break. We can take a break. But I'm here to talk to help you out for this hour because you have another show and another hour. So
I can talk politics next.
No, ain't no politics in here. Not talking with me.
Look
no,
how
no,
far I'm going to take over you.
Like I said, if you want to promote anything with me, you're doing it. I'm prepared to do that. I'm trying to find
out. Well, you know, there's a lot of things happening in the country this weekend. We have the Rollville Regatta. We have the Cat Island Regatta. We have something down there in Andros. I think we have, there's Exuma, that's Cat Island, that's Andros. I think it's one more, if I'm not incorrect.
Okay, so we'll take a break right now, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about all of these things you're talking about right now. Right? Cool. Give some detail. Because I know you just came from Cat Island the other day.
And Abaco.
Okay, good. This has been On the Clock with Erin Green. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri. I'm holding on for her. Paul Fernanda is hanging out with me today, and I'm trying to find what Guardian Media...
Guardian Media Group.
Group is doing. And then Paul talked about all kinds of different things. Anyway, we'll be right back.
In 2023, over 9 million visitors came to the Bahamas. This year, we plan on shattering that record. That's why tourism is everyone's business.
Paradise is not only found in Nassau, but throughout our 16-island destination.
No matter who you are or what you do, we all have a part to play in our tourism industry.
These are our islands.
This is our home.
That's why tourism is everyone's business.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send pictures direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Attention, all fall 2024 applicants to University of the Bahamas. The new academic year is fast approaching and we're thrilled to welcome you to UB. But first, we need your help. If you've started your online application, now is the time to submit all outstanding supporting documents. Make sure to send in your transcripts and copies of relevant passport pages urgently. To secure your acceptance to UB, your application must be fully processed. And remember to keep checking your emails for important updates and reminders. Advisement for new students kicks off on Wednesday, August 7th, and classes begin Monday, August 19th. This message is brought to you by the Office of Recruitment and Admissions at University of the Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we're still talking with Paul Fernanda, and he started talking about the Family Islands. So I can let him run out with the Family Island right now. What's happening on the Family Island, Paul?
I ain't running out with the Family Island, but this is...
You're just trying to block me from talking about politics. But go ahead.
Well, you only talk about politics today. At least you can talk about it in another show.
Yeah.
At least I wouldn't know, because I'd be going.
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
No, the Family Islands are an important part of the country, and a lot of people tend not to take them as seriously as they should. A lot of people tend to, like, this is the summertime. A lot of people travel to Florida. Just a plane ticket to Florida is almost $400. And you can imagine if you take that money and go to the Family Islands and give them that capital injection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the funds are used so much more effectively in the Family Islands as opposed to taking it to Florida. I mean, I'm saying do not go to Florida. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying sometimes think about how they could help the people in the Family Islands. Everybody that goes to the, a lot of people from the Family Islands have to come here looking for work because there's not enough capital investment in the Family Islands. But a lot, if we spend a tenth of what we spend overseas in some of those Family Islands, you'd be surprised how persons could stay over there and make a living.
You recently went to two Family Islands.
Yeah, I went to Cat Island for the Rake and Scrape Festival, and I went to Abaco to my best friend's wedding, Darren Smith.
And this weekend, I think they have an Exuma having some kind of homecoming.
Rollville.
Okay.
But they basically call it, it's basically a homecoming when you have any kind of cultural event on most of those Family Islands, especially holiday weekends.
Mm-hmm.
In Cat Island, it's the Regatta, but basically that's a big homecoming for the southern part of Cat Island. Right, Akron is having their, I think that's a homecoming. It might be a regatta, but more likely it's a homecoming because most of the boats can be in Rollville or in Cat Island.
And how important is having these homecomings and regattas to an island economy?
Well, personally, and again, this is my opinion, I think they are effective in bringing revenue to the island, but there should be more. I don't think you should just wait or only have one event per year. Like some islands have one event the whole year and they get a lot of money from it, but they should organize themselves to have quarterly events. Like once every couple months have an event. It don't have to be on a large scale, but it would bring capital injection into the country. And another thing too is the Broadcasting Corporation of the Bahamas has an integral part to play in that regard because you can hear ZNS in all the islands. You can hear us through the internet, but it's free to air because it's only ZNS. And they don't have to go in those small communities and take the money out. They should do those things gratis because the government already subsidizing them. So they should assist what's happening in those islands and incentivizing people to go to those islands so the domestic tourists market could develop a lot better than it is.
I know you have organized several homecoming type events on the Family Island.
Well, I've been involved with the Rake and Scrape. I've been involved with the Regatta, with the Rake and Scrape in Cat Island, the Regatta, the Crab Fest. We have a Back of the Bay and a Luthra I've been involved with. Those are the four things. And then I did a big yard music festival, but that was years ago. Now they're reviving it. They call it the Big Yard Fest. So I've enjoyed being involved with creating and producing events to help stimulate some funds for different communities around the Bahamas. And make, not only a good feeling it gives you, it really helps a lot of people who otherwise would not have gotten those funds during that particular time of the year.
There's a movement now of promoters who wants to have international artists perform at these regattas and homecomings. Any comments on that?
Well, in my opinion, I'm totally against that.
They can draw more.
I'm going to say a bad word. It's not the crowd, because you could have 1,000 to 2,000 persons there, they ain't spending a dollar. You know, you need persons who are interested in coming back to enjoy the culture, enjoy the festivities, enjoy the island, not just coming for the draw of the artist. And that's what happens is the artist comes and the artist is paid a lot of money and the artist takes that money out of the country. If you can have an event, you have an obey. And it's in the Bahamas and it's specifically on the Family Islands, the money should stay within that community, stay within the Bahamian community. I don't think that's just my opinion. Some people think differently because they want, like you say, the draw of the international artist. But ain't nobody could sing better than Phil Stubbs to me. Nobody could sing better than Ronnie Butler to me.
So this one I will introduce my guest who's coming on the 11 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. Right? We have historian Christopher Davis in studio. And I'll ask him that question. How important is pushing Bahamian culture in a system where we are very American, where the Bahamian people say, man, I want to have an international concert and I don't mind Bahamians, right? But I need to have that draw, right, of having international artists performing.
Well, I would have to agree with what you were saying. You know, think it's even necessary to have an international artist. As you were saying, we have Ricardas and we have Rake and Scrape Festival and Crab Fest, but in reality, all of these things are homecomings. And, you know, it's a tradition in my family. You know, I'm a Davis from Old Bight. And we always go to Regatta every chance we get. And every Regatta, you will see several of us, my cousins or my brothers, my uncles, you know, aunties over there, enjoying their time. And, of course, it's extremely important to the economy as well. Particularly, I know in Kidd Island Regatta, you know, the vendors that are out there, the cultural artisans, the musicians, you know, this is a time that people, you know, wait for every year. And many people, you know, do well enough, particularly all of those things. You know, it's a major boost to the economy overall. And at the same time, this is a so almost a distinctly Bahamian tradition. And of course, I love reggae artists. I love Afro beats. You know, that's what I listen to all the time. But when it comes to regattas, you're already dealing with people that already have an attachment to the place, right? And essentially, we almost like cultural tourists on steroids, right? And there's always, and there is a common knowledge to know, you know, people pay a little bit more for food around that time, you know, things like that, because it's all about supporting your community, particularly if you have roots in that community. And that's what you find, that many people that attend these regattas, homecomings, and various festivals, they typically have strong connections to the island, whether it's through family or anything else, you know.
So back to you, Paul. What else, what more can be done to help family islands in terms of these regattas and these homecomings? And when I say what more of it kind of being from the government point of view.
It's not necessarily regattas and homecomings. Mm-hmm. It's just developing a product to get the domestic tourists
Who's responsible for developing that product?
Well, the islands themselves could do it. As a matter of fact, this is how I know it works. You will have, for example, the Cat Island Regattas go weekend. Mm-hmm. So they have four different events on four different islands because it's a holiday weekend. A lot of persons target the holiday weekends as their go-to for events. But the biggest festival in the Bahamas, Family Island Festival in the Bahamas, is Crab Fest. Mm. And it's never held during a holiday. And the reason why it's so successful, it's only show in town. When they have Crab Fest, it's the only show in town. So everybody who wants to go to a family island to enjoy the atmosphere, to enjoy the cultural aspects of that particular event, they go to Andros. Mm. So it can work. It's just a matter of developing it. And it has to start within the community. They just can't rely on holidays to make things happen. Again, you don't have to have 5,000-10,000 people coming to an island a particular weekend. You could get 1,000 people, 500 people to an island. That's plenty money when you're talking about persons with disposable income. Some people go down there, they have beds, heads in beds. So they use up all the rooms, available rooms. You have to get a car. You have to get something to eat. You got to get gasoline. You know, it's just so much different things you involve yourself with in terms of providing revenue to the family islands. So that is why they need to do more things. Some people just don't want to go to the family islands just to go on the sand and go in the water. Mm-hmm. They want to do some other things. So sometimes it helps to have an event to assist with those things. But some people do really go to regatta and don't go to the beach at all. Don't go to see the regatta. They go there, like Mr. Davis said, they go there and they go around their family. They go and eat in the day. They go and eat in the night at their family places. So it's all about reconnecting with your roots when you go to these family islands sometimes. It's not necessarily the event, but it helps to develop you into the community. That's what's most important.
You mentioned that the family islands need to be vested in developing a product. And there are a number of people who would say, man, the government needs to do more. But the government has created a festival committees, festival department, in fact, people who go to the family island and help develop whatever concept.
I don't know if they do that.
No. I know the person who's in charge of that.
Who actually goes to the family island. No, it doesn't work.
Angelique. What, Angelique?
I mean, that's a portfolio.
And she goes to the family island and develop it.
No, I think that's a portfolio. Mm-hmm. Most of the festivals that exist right now, they were not developed by any particular person at any particular ministry.
Yeah, no, I'm now talking about you create your product and she comes down there and assists you in terms of what all you need to do.
She would assist with funding.
Okay.
Most of those festivals request funding either from the Ministry of Youth Sports, Ministry of Tourism, and then, well, I don't know if it's at Agriculture anymore, if it moved to the Ministry of Works.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mr. Sweeting, I think, was in charge, and then I think they moved the particular festival committee, festival.
That's Regatta. I know they definitely in charge of Regatta. But go ahead.
But then it moved to Ministry of Works.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they give funding. For example, if you, like when we used to do the Andrus Regatta, that's like $70,000. They had to do up to $70,000 they provide in funding. And that's because you need a barge to bring the boat and take it back. That's $20,000 right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then you have to pay the sailors. Then you need prize money. So a regatta could cost a medium sized regatta could cost up to $70,000, and that ain't entertainment yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So the family island regatta that is held in Exuma, that's over $100,000 to host.
Mm-hmm.
So the ministry, I think, gives them the resources in terms of funds, but in terms of the actual event, that's done internally at most of those islands.
Yeah, it's mostly attached to the culture that already exists there, you know.
Because mm-hmm.
We have a lot of cultural nuance and, you know, things that certain islands known for or are good at, right? Andrus people known for their cooking, their food. They known for their massive population of crabs. And then you have Crab Fest. Kid Island is known for Gombe music, also known as Rake and Scrape. And we have our Rake and Scrape Festival, you know, and then I know that there's a boating one. The name escapes me now. It happens in Abaco. It's some major boating event, right?
Yes. That's kind of Americanish, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, right. But still, you know.
It's a big festival.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge festival.
And Abaco is known for their long culture of boat building and seafaring, you know. And to agree with what he was saying, you know, it really comes from the community itself and the niche that they fill. I'd like to see like a big event in Auckland, for example, and that could all be centered around Cascarilla Bark, you know.
There's Cascarilla Bark festival was going to be this weekend, but they canceled it or postponed it until later on in October.
Right. Yeah, you see. So it's all connected to what really is going on those islands and what the culture sort of already is, right?
You're a Pan-Africanist, right? So you have a African view of things.
Right.
What is stopping us, you think, in your opinion, from creating more Afrocentric attractions for festivals?
Well, naturally, you know, we come from a traumatic past, right? And of course, this weekend is the perfect time to acknowledge and celebrate some of our victories in spite of that traumatic past, right? But this is something that has been done to us. You understand? So that's first and foremost. And then with this being done to us, all of these systems, mechanisms were in place. And of course, there was a massive concerted effort to strip us of our African heritage, changing our names, making some of our customs illegal, some of them technically still illegal on our books today, right? And because of that, of course, there's been this massive lack of appreciation, coupled with that purposeful and aggressive severing of ties with us in Africa. And so to put it bluntly, you know, most of us don't care about Africa. Most of us don't identify as African, you know.
Africa sell?
Oh, yeah, certainly.
Tourists will come definitely. And behemoths will travel to experience an African Afrocentric experience.
Oh yeah, certainly. You know, it's the best, and you don't even have to go to Africa to get that. In many cases, you know, actually, you could find it right here in the Bahamas. You go to Rake and Scrape Festival, you will. That is a very African experience. The music, the dancing, though it's very much culturally infused. You know, you could get an African experience in Cuba. You know, most of us come from the Yoruba place. And Cuba is the place where your custom religion is the strongest in the world. I would argue that it's even stronger than certain Yoruba places in Nigeria at this point, right? Which has also been heavily Christianized, Westernized, as we here in the Bahamas. And this is the major reason why, in my opinion, most of us don't do it. And there continues to be this passive aggressive and sometimes overtly aggressive movement to continue to keep us within that mindset, right? And now even for us as African people, in line with the theme of emancipation, first of all, you know, we have to realize the level of trauma and indignities that was bestowed upon us. That's number one. But at the same time, because of that, and because of our movement for freedom and autonomy, we have accepted that today freedom and autonomy is in fact just acceptance into the same Western society, into the systems that have us in the spot we were always in the first place.
I have a texter who wants to remind Paul that going to the regatta, going to homecoming is expensive. They can't even afford to get an Airbnb. It's like you're paying Nassau big hotel price.
But now you hit the nail right on the head when you said that. The person is asking for an Airbnb. And you then see where their level of income is. You know, when you go to the family islands, sometimes it's good to know somebody in the family islands. And that's their problem because they only...
So like a person like me who is like a generation removed from any family island, who I know inside a family island
to go to. Get to know somebody in the family island, to know somebody in the island. That's the key.
All you got to do is go there, whatever the link is, through the surname or your mummy side or whatever it is, go there and tell them who you is and the family can find you. That's what I love about going to places like that island.
I've been to most of the islands in the Bahamas, and I go to islands and I just go right behind the bar. You know what I mean? I get to know the people. That's the problem in the Bahamas. We still trying to act like tourists. It's all Bahamians.
Right.
And the family islands, they are a loving group of people, but you can't go to looking snotty. You know, and you can't go to the family islands. You know what I mean?
You say don't family go. Would welcome you.
If the first time you want to go to family island, don't go for a festival. That's the first thing you're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because of course, all the cars can be taken up because the person who's been there last year then ran out all the cars. Mm-hmm. They then ran out all the rooms. So only the expensive things are left. Go there when you're the only show in town.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a family island when you're the only show in town where everybody trying to get you to use their car. So the car would have cost $75, automatically turned to $50 because they want that little bit of change. The rooms would normally $150 go to $75. Why? Because they want that little bit of change. Go there when you're the only show in town, get to experience the family island, get to know some people when you look people to people. You know someone down there, you can say, listen, I want to come to Regatta. You have an extra room. I can give you a couple of dollars. I bring you some food. I can send you some meat. These are family islands operate. But everybody want to fly down there when it's only a regatta, when it's only a homecoming, when everybody in their maga ain't down there.
Mm, yeah.
So you don't get no place to live.
Now, my experience, or kind of experience, the regatta for
Long Island.
Long Island. Mind you, I was touring. I didn't really go to the Long Island. I mean, I end up there to the regatta site.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many things to do, so many things to experience in Long Island that I was too busy enjoying myself. Do Bahamians, from your experience of going to regattas, do Bahamians take time to tour the islands during regatta?
See, I don't just go to the family islands for events.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. A lot of people just go for the event, and that's why they only concentrate on the regatta, or they only concentrate on homecoming, which means it's like a festival in the nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
I came from Abaco. I went to Elbow Key.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Cherokee Sound.
Mm-hmm.
I went to...
You don't need a passport to pass through these places? Because two of those places I hear are kind of restricted. They gated communities.
No, but Albuquerque has the red and white lighthouse.
Okay.
That's a tourist attraction. You have to go there. But there are so many keys in Abaco. You know what I mean? And they welcome tourists.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Don't mind the bad, negative... that you hear sometimes is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Go to these islands, experience it for yourself.
And these islands, the people are accommodating and welcoming. They want you to come.
Do not go when everybody trying to go. That's the worst time to go to an island for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because the facilities are just not there to absorb that many people.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, everything will be price high.
I prefer to go to the islands when nothing's really going on as well. Particularly the island, you know, Kett Island and islands where I have roots in Nixumo. Places I always prefer to go actually when there's nothing going on, but it's also good to go for the homecoming too, because mm-hmm. you get to see everyone and all of that. But if you really want to experience it, you know, you really want to be make real connections, as he was saying, you know, go where nothing, see how it really is. You could see how the people really live, you know, the good and the bad. You understand what I'm saying? And it's difficult to get that full experience and meet the people in the hustle and bustle of a regatta or something like that too. Though we say, of course, you should still go and experience it in every way. But yeah, to experience the full family island experience, particularly because during these regattas, things are always all booked out. You know, that's always a major issue. So if you and you got to book those things far ahead, you know, and that's a good thing, you know, because of course it represents economic growth. It shows you how it really spreads out, because everybody, for the most part, who's willing to make a contribution or to do something business-wise for it, you know, you have people who only cook big pot when it's regatta time.
Yeah, yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So, so it's a beautiful thing still, but at the same time, as a Bahamian, especially if you really want to experience it, go when there's nothing happening at all. As he was saying, go there, talk to people, meet people. It's amazing how so many people on the family islands know so much about their local histories, especially as it pertains to families. And I've met too many Bahamians, actually, because, you know, I do a lot of research for people. Mm-hmm. And I've met too many people who know they descended from this crew, from this island.
They never been.
You know, and some of them didn't even seem to show an interest in going. You know, and I always try to encourage them to do that. You know, let them know who, and when you go, let them know who you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was talking about Abaco, but I forgot to tell you about Cat Island. When I went to Cat Island, I went to the Healing Pond. I went to Hawk's Nest.
Is it Healing Pond?
They have a Healing Pond in Cat Island.
Close to the Golden Grove Plantation.
I've been to, they have a railroad track in Cat Island.
Yeah, I see the railroad track. Yeah. I see more.
There's a Healing Pond. You got to go to Greenleaf.
Yeah, Greenwood.
Greenwood.
If you look Tinkercad Island as the lower part of the leg from the knee to the foot, Greenwood is like the Achilles tendon right around there.
Okay. Yeah. Then they have Ocean Dream. It's a nice spot on the north side, on top of the hill, but they have a beautiful beach. And that's another thing too. Cat Island, in terms of beaches, Exuma has the prettiest beaches, the prettiest water. But the best beaches are in Cat Island.
I enjoy Cat Island Beach. There's a lot of powdered sand.
I mean, it's even pink sand over there.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's so much to see and so much to do. You just have to take your time and go. But do not go when there's a lot. Go when there's a lot happening, but experience it when there's nothing happening.
Right. Hi, this is On the Clock with Aaron Green. This is C.A. Nuri holding on for Aaron Green. Right now I'm talking to Paul Fernando, who is the special project coordinator at the
Guardian Media Group.
Because I work for the Guardian Radio. So when you tell me Guardian Media Group, it confuses me. But Guardian Media Group, right? And of course, I have researcher, historian, Christopher Davis, who's going to be joining me on the next hour segment of the show. And he's joining in the conversation about family islands and our opportunities and what we should be doing in terms of celebrating that we self. That's how Catlin used to say. James Catlin, celebrate we self.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, before I leave, because I know you're getting ready to close on this section, I'm going back downstairs. I want to remind persons that if they have an opportunity to try and fund or give some funds to the food network, that's Bishop Hanchel as well as Bishop Rule.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bishop is having a concert on Sunday. If you have an opportunity, you want to hear some good music, good Bahamian music, good old down, home, church music, it's at the Hilton. It starts at 5 o'clock. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Just go out there and have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is On the Clock with C.A. Nuri. Normally I would say Aaron Green, right? But it's On the Clock with C.A. Nuri. It has been a pleasure.
No, that's it, right? You're on the clock, sitting in for Aaron Green.
I like how you come in and dictate into the show. You're not a disc jockey.
I am.
You do sales.
I am helping. I've been in broadcast from 1979. I'm helping you.
Yeah. You can come back here and you can stay downstairs with them. I can let you stay downstairs.
The show's name is On the Clock, hosted by Aaron Green.
Yes.
I'm sitting in for Aaron Green.
This is On the Clock with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Attention. Mission Bahamas. Embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must-read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter 1. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
Bahamas, Sazbear wants you to join us as we celebrate our amazing Bahamian athletes as they head to Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games. As a truly Bahamian company, we're cheering loud and proud for our incredible team. Join us this summer as we raise a toast to their hard work and dedication as they proudly represent our flag, our country, our peer, our athletes. Here's to bringing home the gold. Good luck, Team Bahamas. Sazbear, truly Bahamian. Drink responsibly.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.